Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I really, really doing.
How am I really doing? Mm. I've been better, definitely. Yeah. But that's a constant of life.
Yeah.
You were probably better 10 days ago than you were.
Better 10 days ago because I was sleeping better 10 days ago.
How are you guys? You guys who are listening to us.
How are you guys doing?
How is this Nairobi weather, Nairobi life?
Other than that, I am okay.
All right. I like that. Yeah. I like the fact that we rounded that out by, you know, happy, positive, forward moving.
I try my best to always now remind myself of the privilege I enjoy. By the way, guys, this is the Same Difference podcast. I'm your host, Dee.
And I'm Skinny. I like how we just,
you see how we just wonderfully start talking.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about conversation? Yeah. Is that there's no protocol to be observed in a conversation, you know?
But yeah, so I really, really do try to remind myself to be positive and to remember to practice gratitude, because now that energy multiplies, you know?
Mm.
Not always do I remember, but you know.
Yeah, and not always does it manifest as quickly as
you would
hope it would.
Yeah.
But you know, it's I found that, you know, trying to be, to have a better outlook on life leads you to a more solution oriented sort of disposition. I try to, you know, even if it is, you know, beyond my control or you know, or is heading down a path that is out of my control, I try to look at, you know, how the crash will benefit me, you know. The impending doom can possibly benefit me. So it's a realist, positive mindset, I guess.
That's a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's a place to be.
And I feel like, you know what? I feel like things will turn around for us, collectively and individually. I truly, truly feel this, like, strongly.
Like, do you mean as a country?
No, as in you and I.
Oh, as in you and I? Yes. Oh, shit. I thought you were talking about the macro scale.
No.
I like that. Yeah. I like that as even just What do you call these things? An affirmation to put out there?
Yeah. That's how I truly feel. Which is the opposite of today's topic. It's
incredible. We're about to dive into like the depths of hell.
Ooh,
literally.
Girl, I can't wait to hear it from your perspective. But
yes.
Today we're talking about infidelity in relationships. And so we're going to compare infidelity in heterosexual relationships versus homosexual relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you my perception, right? My perception of a homosexual relationship is that infidelity wouldn't hurt as much. And I can't even tell you why this is my perception, but it is. And I know a lot of people share this perception because I, you know, I've had conversations with like friends and stuff. And you're thinking, surely, if I'm dating a girl and she cheats on me, I feel like it would hurt less than, you know, my experience, which is a guy cheating on me. But of course,
and how does that hurt?
It hurts like shit.
Huh?
Of course, I don't have the experience of dating a girl, so I'm really, really keen to hear from you, who has that experience, right?
Yeah.
So, or I'm assuming you've had that experience before.
Yeah.
So I mean, for me, I've been cheated on in a relationship.
Have you cheated? I haven't. You've never cheated.
No.
In a committed relationship.
I've never cheated on someone.
You've never cheated on someone?
No.
That's a good track record to have. That is incredible. Because there are a lot of people who say they don't cheat.
Yeah.
But then what I've come to learn is that there are different parameters to cheating in different relationships. And that is as a result of, I think, dating.
Okay, listen. When you say different parameters, I'll say this. I have an ex who accused me of emotional cheating.
That is a parameter.
Right. So when you said parameters, I was like, wait, let me check myself.
Yeah.
Someone has told me I emotionally cheated. In that case, yes.
Then yes.
Yes.
So, and I was about to say, everybody's cheated and everybody's been cheated
on. Yeah, because, yes, I was definitely talking to someone else.
Yeah. And what is the difference between that and sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah, with somebody or exchanging, you know, a bodily fluid of some sort.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the thing about infidelity is just such a, what do you call those, like a medusa, like a climbing plant, it wherever it starts from, it'll permeate into every little crevice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why you have infidelity of the emotional kind. You have physical infidelity. Yeah. You have even just like financial infidelity. Mm. Like you can cheat on your partner.
Yeah.
In your money.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's different facets of infidelity.
Yeah.
Actually. So
yeah.
I guess it's a good thing that we're breaking it down.
Yeah. And then now with our growth in paradigms and in thought.
Mm.
So then now you have different types of relationships, and so they have different parameters in which they work. So for example, like with someone who's polyamorous, the cheating looks a certain type of way.
Yeah.
That is very different from both the way we.
Yeah.
Go about
this. Because I'm reading this book by Esther Perel. Have you heard of Esther Perel?
Yes,
I love this woman. She's made me rethink infidelity. Her book is called The State of Affairs, Rethinking Infidelity.
Yeah.
And she blew up when she did this TED Talk about, you know, affairs. Mm. You know, basically the premise of her message, and I'm probably not doing it justice, but she was saying, you know, if you've been in a long-term relationship and then one of the people in the relationship has an affair, the modern Western reaction would be leave that person, you know? They've cheated on you, so you leave them.
Mm.
But we're not considering so many other factors in the relationship, such as, did you have any other problems? Was that the only thing that you've encountered?
Yo.
Was it a 30-year relationship that was fine and the only taint
is that
infidelity,
right?
And therefore, is it worth it to throw away that relationship based on one act? And I promise you, I had never thought about infidelity that way. For me,
if it happens,
very black and white, which was unrealistic,
because
I was just like, if you cheat on me, I'm gone. But I mean, I've been cheated on and I stay.
No,
it's like, it's not as black and white as
most people tend to say. Yeah.
So, I mean, Tom, I'm keen to hear your experience. Have you cheated? Have you been cheated on?
Have I cheated? So you see, yes.
Yes.
Let me not be facetious. Yeah. Let me not be. I try to color myself in a good way to both people and to myself, because that's a way we lie to each other, to yourself first, by painting yourself as such a nice person. Hell yeah, I've cheated.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to realize that the cheating is a reaction to a bigger problem, to another problem.
Mm. So you recognize that in yourself?
Oh, yeah. And that's why for me, all cheating is on the table. So I can, having now
meaning
assessed...
Meaning it's not a deal breaker?
No. It is possible.
Okay, it's possible.
It is probable and possible.
Yeah.
Right.
And by all cheating, you mean like what you
emotional,
said
financial, physical,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? But those are reactions to another problem. And the only way I was able to do that is to have that reaction both either happen to me or me be the person who's reacting. Right. So
let's talk about cheating that's happened to you, because when you cheat, you can't really encompass the feelings of the other person. But have you been cheated on?
Yep.
How did that, like, let's talk about the first time you were cheated on.
First time I was cheated on.
Yeah.
I've been
give context. Was it someone you're in love with?
Yes. So I was dating this person for we ended up dating for a pretty large chunk of our lives.
Mm.
About six years.
Whoa,
7 years
that is,
on and off.
That's
a long time. So based off of that Esther Perel example is you have a more valuable relationship that then is tainted by this thing, and now you start to wait.
Yeah.
So I remember that, like, when I found out, it killed me.
How did you find out?
Killed me and drove me mad.
I think even the way that you find out makes a difference to how it will happen.
I don't think so.
How did you find out?
I found out I went through her phone.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But there's little key.
Yeah.
You know, there's little things that happen. You know, like person stops really communicating to you the way you in that relationship communicate with each other.
Yeah.
You know, not just that it's sending you a text. Yeah. There's a way this person is communicating with you that seizes. There's an intimacy that is.
It stalls.
Stalls, yeah. And then eventually now.
it's non-existent.
Yeah, you guys untether from each other, and then that's when the distance happens.
Yeah.
Right? And so I remember, I found out because I went through her phone. And it still felt the same way when I saw it. You know?
I wonder, would it have felt the same way had she come clean?
It would have still hurt.
It would have hurt. But I mean, for me, okay.
Okay, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a saving grace if you come out and learn it for yourself.
Yeah.
But it's still this. You've committed the same crime.
You have, yeah.
So it doesn't matter whether you're caught or whether you go confess. Mm-hmm. The crime is still the same.
Yeah.
So either way, I was hurt. It felt like simultaneously, I became a psychopath mentally, right?
Yeah.
But my heart had been ripped out of my chest.
Was this your like first love?
Yeah.
Ooh, girl, same.
Same difference. and those ones are the ones that stay the most, because that's also your testing ground for how you cheat.
Yeah.
Why you cheat?
Yeah.
But it's also in you know, and this is like your first love stroke, love of your life, or whatever, the person you practiced love and figured out love with, is just that. It's a series of figuring stuff out, figuring shit out. And so, we cheated on each other.
Yeah.
I cheated on her.
Yeah.
She cheated on me.
Yeah.
And eventually we hurt each other, but we also loved each other to what we consider the extent, the our greatest extent.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever loved like that again?
Yes.
Do you think? Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, same. Yes, yes. Because love is a loop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a loop that you get stuck in. So if you find someone else, you just get stuck in that loop.
That loop again.
Yeah.
I mean, mine is pretty similar. First serious relationship, almost same amount of time, about 5.5-6 years, on and off.
Yeah.
But it was just so tumultuous.
Yeah.
And I was coming from a background of complete naivety about life, about relationships, about love.
Yeah.
Right? So in my head was this messaging that, you know, no sex before marriage.
Yeah.
So I've had sex with this person, therefore he has to be my
husband.
And that's the message that was, I was prisoner to that message.
Yeah.
So anytime I thought about breaking it off, it would come back and bite me.
Yeah.
And so I remember the same. I found out the same way. I went through his laptop, and I just saw email after email after email of just graphic.
Damn.
Okay, soft porn.
Basically. Oh, why you gotta do that to us, though? Why you gotta do that, though?
And so that really drove my decision to then emotionally check out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I justified my emotional cheating. Right? Because I was like, I didn't have the ability to physically cheat.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I can't lie to you. I even tried, right? Because I was just like, well, if you're going to do this to me.
Me too, thanks.
I'm going to do this to you.
Round for two.
All by myself.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go through with it.
Yeah.
And I resented him for being able to.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because same, but different.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was, and I still consider myself a very, loyal, but I hate the connotation that word brings, especially when you're talking about your partner and when you're talking about like infidelity, because loyalty and infidelity are not opposites, right?
The opposite of infidelity is fidelity,
right?
Yeah.
But the opposite of loyalty is just is the guy who stabs you in the back.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Right? But so I have a really hard time calling myself loyal as in regards to fidelity. Or infidelity
that.
For that matter.
Yeah.
Right? So I because I consider myself a quote unquote loyal person, what I end up doing is becoming all yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like if we're dating, I'm only talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking to like Felicia, Jane, and Nani.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. All of y'all out the door, you know?
Yeah.
So I maintain my attention towards you and my affection towards you solely, right?
But so when, if someone slides in your DM, do you politely?
I don't politely do anything. I ignore you.
Okay. Yeah. You're the ignorer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that the moment you open the door, the moment you respond, this person now is like, we are talking.
Mm.
And we will eventually get there.
Yeah.
And you will eventually get tricked into going there.
Yes.
So just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah. And that's me, the way I survive.
Yes.
Right? So when the cheating first happened, I was like, motherfuckers can do this to the person they love and get... But why do I want to stay?
Yeah.
And so what happened was my level of cheating then now had to level up, right?
Because
this person is emotionally cheating,
which
has then now led down a path towards physical cheating, right? And me, I'm over here saying, me, I love you. Me, I penda you. So me, I'm not even, I'm at level negative 10.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm just like, me, and you're my person.
Yeah.
So eventually I was just like, okay, maybe then if someone does slide into my DM, I can talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was what I would call blindly loyal.
Yeah.
I was blindly loyal to this person. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, I can be this loyal and still be cheated on.
Yeah.
So now the floodgates of emotional cheating opened for me. I was like, talk to me, boys. All of you boys, talk to me. Everybody. Talk to me. I knew it would get to him. I knew it because of you know, the kind of personality he had.
Yeah.
I knew that him knowing that another guy is complimenting me, flattering me, providing me with, you know, emotional attention.
Yes.
I knew that would get to him, and I wanted to get to him because I was like, you've hurt me irreversibly. Like, there's something that cheating does. It kills a certain part of you that will never come back. Especially that first, you know, that's...
Yep.
You haven't, there's no vaccine. Dying.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. Oh, no. You are completely blindsided.
Yeah.
And because you're in an encapsulation of euphoria, right? Like, you're completely enamored by this person.
Yeah.
You're completely
taken.
Your whole world.
Yeah.
And so when this person steps out, you're like, when did you have time to step out?
Yeah.
I've been in this bubble with
this.
You
I've
this whole
this.
Time.
These
yeah.
problems we're having,
we've been having.
I'm one half of them.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
I'm just like, so, but you know, now in hindsight, I realize what a dangerous mentality that is, especially where mental health is concerned.
Yeah.
Especially where even moving on is concerned.
Yeah.
And it's something I try to advise, like, my younger cousins and my, you know, people who are younger than me in their 20s. Because at that point, you truly can't see 10 years from now.
You can't.
You know? You can't see that this heartbreak that you're feeling like your life is over. I remember thinking about ending my life.
Yeah. As a result
because
of just being
of
cheated
our
on. And that goes back to, like, what happens to your mind separately from what happens to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The cheating, the painful part is in your heart. The reaction, which then makes you say hurtful, malicious, quote unquote charming, so you can go talk to that person while looking at your girlfriend going, this, when you notice me talking to that person a certain type of way, you're gonna feel a certain type of thing, and now you're just you're honing skills specifically to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is a mental game. That is not rooted in your emotion for this person.
Yeah.
It is rooted simply in the reaction you now need to have as a result of this action that has been done to you.
Yeah.
And it is in game theory, right? That can work. It becomes tit for tat.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody loses.
Yeah.
I go, you go.
Mm-hmm.
We go, you go.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Until either we all die. Or one of us
is like sour,
right.
White flag.
Yeah.
But
the older you get, you start to realize you're losing more in trying to match what has happened to you.
Yeah. Especially when it's so outside of my personality to cheat. My God, the guilt won't let me live. It won't let me
be prosper. Around them.
Yeah, no. So that's the thing with me. So it was so outside of my character to then be like, you know, let me entertain all these boys. Even when I was doing it, I was dead inside.
Yeah.
Like, even when other people were telling me, oh, you're this, you're so beautiful, you're this. And I considered myself the opposite because I was like, but he stepped out.
Mm.
So if I'm so beautiful, why didn't
that's not true.
Out?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I looked at it. I was just like, well, if I'm so great, why did he cheat?
Mm.
But now I'm coming to realize that even this book I'm reading, it has nothing to do with me or my looks or my...
or anything.
You know? It has everything to do
with the person who cheated.
Right.
More so than the... And so now... And that now made... Like, that hit me like a ton of bricks when I cheated. Because you see your look now for me, because I was like, yo, once I get there...
Did you confess?
No!
Confess?
You gotta be out your mind. Confess, yo. Let me tell you, what you do is you get smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So see now how she's cheating.
Yeah.
So me, I'm like, me the day I get a chance to cheat.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when it's done, it'll be done in a glorious fashion. Yeah, because you gotta get smarter. And so now me, I'm like, alright, you cheated on me? I'ma skip stages. I'ma go straight
to stage nine,
yo. Watch me like be the smartest kid in every one of those classes.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm taking advanced calculus in like grade 4. Some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like, yo, this, cause, and that was a mental thing.
Mm.
So now for me, what happened was, other than just physically distancing myself from my girlfriend at the time, all of a sudden, I also became the most available person to everybody else.
Yes.
And in a way that is tailor-made for this person. So me, all the ways that I thought I could, like, I was loving my girlfriend who cheated on me.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, you will, you girlfriend of mine, you're going to watch me do that to these people.
That is the hardest part. Like as a watchee.
Yeah.
Watched. Huh? That is the hardest part. To see someone give away the love they used to give to you.
And
that
let
is
me tell
what,
you.
That is what makes crazy. That's what, you know, when they say this girl is crazy.
Yeah.
I never subscribe to that anymore because I'm like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I lost my entire fucking mind.
I remember this one time my girlfriend, at the time, and this, again, the different parameters, because now, so like this, one of these times, I guess we were off, but nobody tells you when you're off. Usually the on and off, if you were to ask the person you were on and off with, your timelines are very different as to what off and on was,
100%.
Right? So I thought we were on. She knew she was off. You get what I'm saying? So this one time she's supposed to come home from work. Oh, and we live together, by the way. So
she's, same with my situation.
Right. So she's I know what time she comes home from work.
Yeah.
She does not come home at that time. I call her. No response. I call her again. No response. I call her pal. They're like, he's like, yo, she was on her way home. Yeah, we've just need, and she was essentially 10 minutes from the house.
She should have been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I call again. No response. I call again, her phone.
And it's ringing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then her phone went off. She shows up the next morning.
Impunity.
The next morning. I broke.
Yeah.
I broke.
Yeah.
So she walks up to me and I'm holding a cup of coffee, pacing outside the house.
Yeah.
Like I should be doing because where the hell is my girlfriend?
Yeah.
I'm a pacer, and it's like boom, 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 boom. Like, but like it was incredible. And I had a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I remember this cup of coffee was hot, but my hand was I was just like,
That's the thing. Like love can make you physically numb.
It's insane the lengths your body will go to purge itself of the feeling that it has.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there livid as fuck because I haven't slept also because I haven't slept the whole night because where's my girlfriend?
Where's the peace?
It's wherever she is, 10 minutes from here, which is, I guess, 24 hours from here. So she comes home the next morning and she's coming home to go to work, by the way. It's not like a tea.
You can't even sit and discuss. Jesus.
Do you know, I threw a cup. I was like, and this is now the thing about infidelity being one big reaction.
Yeah.
When we finally sat down and had a conversation, it was so clear that we needed to break up.
And you see, that's the thing.
And we're it not had nothing to do.
Yeah, we have no tools. Or for me, I'll speak for myself.
But it's true. No, it's okay tools. To blanket it because yeah. as a generation, as a society, as a people, whatever facet of society you look at, there's a lack of communicate, like proper communication skills that is embedded as part of your personhood.
And when you look at older Africans, their attitude is always, but funny.
You find your own there.
Not all men cheat.
Yeah.
That all men cheat thing
is a way
became the response. People are like, so you're breaking up just because of cheating. Like that was the older people response. Yeah. People of my generation were like, nah, girl, I'm leaving you. But it's not that straightforward. I remember saying, if a guy cheats on me, I will leave. And this was before I was in a relationship, of course.
Then you get
when you're
relationship.
In the relationship and you're 5 years deep. And this is the only part, it's basically an imprint of your soul.
Of your soul.
And you've been told, just leave.
Just leave. Go where? Just leave, go where?
It's not that clear cut.
Just leave, go where? Yeah.
I stayed.
Oh, yeah.
And I stayed, but the person who stayed was not the person who started dating this person.
That is true.
I completely changed. I became a different human being.
Yeah.
I refer to myself as the walking dead during that period. I was literally the walking dead. Wow. Because I'm alive in that I'm breathing and my lungs are working and my heart is pumping, but nothing else is working.
Yeah.
Nothing else is really working. Like, I'd go to uni and I'd sit in lectures, I've heard nothing. Sit in tutorials, I've heard nothing.
Nothing.
Uni was the first time I failed a subject.
For real?
Top of my class.
That's, you had, by uni, I'd already failed at a couple of places.
I had never. Some of the wake up calls, I was just like, D, you're actually not present in life.
There's a day I went to class. And this was like, I guess, like one of those mornings after an argument based on some, you know, my girlfriend at the time also, there's a time when, again, no one tells you you're off, right?
Mm-hmm.
She went on a date when I thought we were on.
What?
That shit blew my mind, man.
Were you all on a break?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
I didn't think so. Let's even leave like a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Let's look at a situationship.
Mm.
So you've been dating someone for like, man, I don't know, a couple of months. Let's say like 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just, you know, getting to know each other, blah, blah, blah. But it's an exclusive getting to know each other.
Yes.
But it's
not yet formal enough
to become, exactly.
About girlfriend, yeah.
I was in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And then I had a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bend over weekend, and I happened to meet someone on that during that weekend, and we hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
This person I was in a situationship with was like, "Yo, that's cheating. You cheated on me."
And what was your view of it?
I was confused as shit,
but
it's true to some extent. It has nothing to do with the titles. It's about the situation, you know, like. The other things, the intimacy, the bonding, the, you know, that is what the relationship is built off of. And that's any relationship, be it a situationship, be it your family, be it, you know, your friends. It is it's this code that you sort of build between each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's just, you know, the coding of a relationship.
So basically,
if you step out on the person, you're cheating.
That's it. And this is something that Esther talks about as well. Because like, so when you think about, so she talks about relationships in every context. So same-sex relationships, heterosexual relationships, polyamorous relationships, right? So in a polyamorous situation, for example, cheating would be not telling me you're sleeping with somebody else.
Because that coding,
usually
that's a code.
The parameter is that you're allowed to be with other people so long as we communicate.
So
someone in a polyamorous relationship feels cheated on when the person steps out but doesn't communicate.
Someone in a monogamous relationship is like
me,
just
like,
don't
you're
not supposed to. And so that then now pushes you to have a more mature outlook on what it means to be in a relationship. So for example, you want to smoosh private bits with someone who is not your person, right?
Yeah.
the first person you should have a conversation with is your person. And communicate that, I want to do this with this person. Is it okay with you? Is it even possible for you to imagine that thought? To even, you know, break it down in your own in your own head. How this would work if I was to say, give this person a visa or whatever. Right? If that is possible, then now you create a structure that can...
That works for you as a couple. I completely agree, because I feel like if I had the information I have now back then, my suffering would have been significantly
less
reduced.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we go through these things so we can come out of it on the other side, having learned the lesson that was necessary. And now I'm able to sit someone down and say, okay, you've been cheated on. This is how I got through. Maybe this might help you. Because I got through by literally by the grace of amazing friends who literally scooped me up when I couldn't walk. This is metaphorically speaking. And held me until the day I was able to get back on my feet. Which was not a quick process by any measure. It was something that took years for me to heal that wound. Especially given the meaning I had attached to this relationship, which is another thing, and the meaning I attached to the cheating,
and also the meaning you attach to a relationship based off of your observation of, say, what you see in the media, your parents' relationship, the most perfect couple in the world, you know, you kind of sort of take bits and pieces from all these avenues, and you create this like Frankenstein's.
You do, and then it makes you disillusioned, and that's why I I don't think I have couple goals anymore. I really don't, because my couple goals used to be Jay-Z and Beyonce. We cheated. My couple goals would be X and Y.
This somebody cheats.
Like, I literally have no couple goals anymore, because I realized, I came to realize, you have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. You see a snippet or you see a highlight on social media and you think, oh my god, these guys are the perfect couple. You don't know that last night
they were at each other's next, man,
and punched and, you know, and she's now
or she was spoken to like or she was spoken to like she was a dog. Or like, same goes for, you know, and then like, so, and that's like a conversation we're gonna have. Different forms of abuse in different relationships. Because, you know, like, and again, it's as a result of something. Because you're missing something, you look for it, and if you don't get it, you react in a particular type of way. And for me, the one thing I hold dear now is communication. However hard it can be to actually communicate your point. It is your most paramount, like, goal to at least communicate. To be like, yo, babe, I, in this capacity currently, cannot or can handle this situation. Can we discuss and find a way forward? And if not, and what do we do?
To add on to that, I came also to learn that Most couples fight based on the fact that their needs, their top needs, basic human needs, are not the same. So this is something Tony Robbins talks about, the six basic human needs. And we'll leave a link in our socials so you can have a look. So there's like the need for significance, for variety, for love, for this, for that. Your top need could be significance. Your lover's top need could be variety. Right? So if you don't know this about each other, how are you supposed to meet each other?
You see, you see that example you've just given. That was me and my first girlfriend. She is a creature of variety. I, on the other hand, I'm a creature of familiarity. So I
and familiarity and breeds contempt.
Right.
Yeah.
So now me, I'm looking at her going, you wanted all this shit. You couldn't find it in me. And I'm like, honey, you're all these things. Jenny, you're not that many things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be all things even to just one person. You know? And so
this
when
is exactly what Esther says. You have to, oh my God, you have to, are you a reader? Like physical books? Oh, I'll give you this book after.
Because it's just, it's incredible because, and then you see the thing is, the older you get, you then start to stop leaning on experiencing a thing, more so understanding a thing.
Yeah.
So that's why you gravitate now, you know, especially in our 30s, we are reading more.
Yeah.
That's when now you are like, oh, it is time to get more understanding. And that's because you have completely exhausted your experience meter.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, bro, I can't keep jumping head
from
first.
Relationship to relationship.
And without having some sort of understanding of even myself.
Yeah.
So like for me, I'm like, yo, I try to communicate.
Yeah.
I may not be the best at it.
Yeah.
But if there's something bothering me or bothering me in the context of our relationship, you will hear about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do that thing right now. I'm just sitting in my head going, I wish I could get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This is not even good for me.
It's not good for you. You know,
and
it,
then you, and you
isn't
find
that funny how you know it. Your intuition tells you, and now you, oh my gosh. So you're a woman. So you have that intuition that we talk about.
Yeah.
So you're dating women who also have that intuition.
Yeah, and it tends to clash. There's that because you know, a lot of especially hetero women, which are, who are the, I will get railroaded for this from my community. I as a gay woman have only dated straight women, which is.
But it may mean it's there's no reason to
no, but there's
to
a
hate on you for that or to judge that because
there
you
is
like what you like.
I do like what I like, but
or rather you're attracted to
women.
Attracted to.
I'm not attracted to her straightness.
Exactly, I was gonna say you're not attracted to her status. You're not attracted to. You're attracted to the person.
But then you know with that. This is also a very tricky conversation.
There's an
understanding of the situation. So like I understand how to date women or what it entails more so than a woman who only dates men or who dates men.
So wait, have you been cheated on by a woman? Has a woman cheated on you with a man?
Yes. Yes. And I've also been cheated on. Like this woman I was dating cheated on me with a woman.
Wait, so how, okay, how does
it's all the same. It's all the same shit. It's all the same shit. I don't want, listen, I'm going to put it like this.
Yo,
I'm going to put it like this. I don't want his dick or her vagina on my girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I don't
like,
care.
If a guy cheated on me with another guy, I'd be like, okay.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Different.
It's all the same.
Is it?
It's all the same. You're like, whoa, wait. So all it is it messes with your mental, but it messes with your mental from the same point. Am I not worthy? Am I not valuable?
Yeah.
So when
what
when you
this other girl have that I do?
Yeah, and when you take away the sexual your sexual orientation or your gender or whatever, it's all the same. You start to see yourself as less valuable, as less worthy of this person who you love wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You're not worthy of the love that...
I don't... It, not even to that person. You feel unworthy of love generally.
Period.
And that's the other thing I would, in hindsight, tell myself. I'd be like, listen, just because someone stepped out on you has nothing to do with
you.
Worth.
Yeah. But that's what it attacks,
effect.
Though.
Oh, ooh. My God. Oh, my God.
And as a woman, regardless of your identity, your gender, all that doesn't matter. We are
the same.
And we are a feeling being first. Or rather, that is what we are physiologically, biologically, societally, whatever. We bear more of, we wear that a lot. So even in your crunching of things, the first thing that is affected is your sense of self.
Yeah.
So as women, because you're constantly being degraded on and at any in any given scenario, that is a thing we already we protect that.
Yeah.
So when you're hurt by someone from that point of view, it doesn't matter whether you have a dick, whether you have a vagina, whether they're closed for business, whether this guy is tall, whether
it's
this chick pierced her ear, whether she had money, whether this guy had a ring, all that
it
flies out the window.
Wow.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm nothing. So it's like, shit. And then what you do?
Damn.
You go and do it to that person.
You repeat the cycle. Yeah.
And so it becomes tit for tat.
It does.
Yeah.
It's hard. Well, let me tell you, it's hard not to tap the tits.
Hey, you better. You better. Because there's no, you're not getting away with this shit.
Yeah.
You don't
the
hurt
pain
me.
Is too, it's just too exponential. potential. Yeah. Me, I just remember feeling, nah, bruh. Like, you have to feel some pain. You know, and in my wanting you to feel pain, of course, I'm feeling more pain.
Even more pain.
Because me, I wasn't looking to do this. I'm doing this as a reaction.
Yeah. And then now,
so I'm not even enjoying it.
You're not. In fact, what you're doing is you're comparing this person to the person you love, and you're like, why did I even do this in the first place? Shane is cute.
Yeah.
They don't even say that. You don't laugh at the same jokes. And but I'm still, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. And what matters for me, I think, is there's a need for us to just learn a better way to communicate, so that if you want to have an experience with someone,
variety, yes, sexually
romantically, emotionally, whatever, and you're currently tied to someone who is supposed to fill in those gaps, have a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is not a thing that is if there's no understanding that can be reached, then either you take your L and stay in your relationship, and you know,
walk away,
or you walk away, and
don't
go now.
Damage this other person.
Because
then that person then goes to damage other people. That's just facts. I think my biggest takeaway from this is that it doesn't, like, that's actually really opened my eyes. It doesn't really matter if you're in a same-sex relationship, which sex the person cheats with.
It doesn't matter. You could have cheated on me with a pillow.
With a goat.
I'd still hate that pillow.
It still hurts the
and
same.
Can I ask you a question before we round this out?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet the person that this person cheated on?
Mm-hmm.
To this day. Mm-hmm. To this day. Mm-hmm. Do you hate those people?
Not anymore. I used to come across them and feel, you know, that bile rising.
Yeah.
I used to feel like literally like a volcano.
Yes.
And you know, like, I'm not an outbursty type person. I used to feel like I want to take your skin off. I want to take out all your hair follicles and your two front teeth.
That's specific.
I'd just be like, is that who you cheated on? Compared to me?
To me? Yeah. So for me, all of them.
Mm.
Still to this day, there's a level of bile that rises still.
Okay.
Because and for example, like me and my first girlfriend, we've buried the hatchet. We are friends now. We are like, because it was not just the cheating that was a problem. There was a lot of other things. So once we got out
youth,
of that, youth was disturbing us. So now we're able to look at each other as human beings. Yeah. And now I can look at her and go, this is not mine.
Yes.
This was not meant to even be mine for the long term. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, but then those people though, those outside characters, those ones, I look at them and I'm like, this motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, to some extent,
Why?
Because again, you see, what they did was erode my perceived value of myself. You see, so now for me, they're always...
So that's the face. That's
the face of that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. So I look, you know, I look at, like, some of them, I look at them and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But why do I still feel like this? And that is simply because that's where it was rooted. It wasn't rooted in...
Mine is opposite. Mine, I look at the guy and I'm like, what was I thinking here?
But then even me, when I look at the women that I cheated on my girlfriend with...
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, pale in comparison. And I'm like, so what then, what does that, as a thing that I left my girlfriend at the time with, what did that affect?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Whew. Yo.
This is one of those topics.
This is Same Difference Podcast. We're going to therapy after this?
We've gone to our therapy.
Like, it's a conversation that you can't, like, you can have this conversation for ages because... There's so many lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
As much as it hurt at the time, it gave me so much insight about myself, about who I am, what I like, what I don't like, what I'll tolerate, what I won't tolerate.
Yeah.
It opened up the doors for discussions that I would have
never had. Right.
So, you know, I guess in the end, it was meant to be my life experience.
Mm.
I can't take it back. But, of course, Mm-hmm. I wish I lived in the utopia of never having been cheated on.
And never having cheated.
And never having questioned my worth.
Exactly.
Exactly. And never having hurt someone else.
Exactly.
Like, woo, I've learned a lot today.
Yeah. And I think, you know, because we've talked about it from a very both broad and specific point of view. But then, you know, we should also then now, I think, in a future episode, tackle selfishness.
Yeah, yes.
Because I think that plays a big part.
Yeah.
Wandering eye. Or feeling of...
like if your partner is selfish, you mean? Or?
You. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you were to think about, like, the things that you consider to be what I want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a thought I would proffer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about somebody else and you have somebody else and you have somebody, you are playing into your selfish desires.
Yes, true.
It may not make you a selfish person, but it is a selfish thing.
Okay, yeah. I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
And that is what drives the desire. It is purely self.
Of the self.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about that
in a future episode. But yeah. This has been an awesome episode.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. We've really talked about it.
It's really opened my eyes, to be honest. And I think the takeaway of this was pain is pain.
Pain is pain
regardless of what it dresses like.
Yeah. What it dresses like, what it looks
betrayal
like.
Betrayal is betrayal. Wow, guys. Let's do better, okay?
Let's do better.
Let's be better to our partners. And we'll catch you yourself. On the next episode of Same Different.
Yeah.
I am D, and I'm exhausted.
I am skinny.
Go lie down somewhere.
And I have lived through this experience. Woo! And gotten out on the other side.
Scathed,
but you know, alive. Yeah. So tell your friends, tell your peeps, follow, like, share, subscribe.
And tell us about your experiences as well.
Yes. Hit us up on our.
Let's have a
discussion on the socials.
Tete, my dad would say.
You know, all languages found themselves in somewhere else on a boat. So, tete a tete is the African way of saying, let's have a conversation on our social platforms.
Yes.
The name of the page is SameDifferencePodcast_KE. That's on Instagram. Mm. That is on what else? Soon to be YouTube.
Yeah.
And then our individual... Instagrams and YouTubes and blogs for just the index number one at Things D Says.
Yes.
Nice. And then you can only find me on one platform, and that's
Instagram
under Skinny Filmmaker. And then just let's have a conversation. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you
on the next one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.